Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. I don't know why this turned into a straight up music station. Behold, did we get a computer shut down or something?
No. It was a thing where actually I kind of out of the corner of my eye saw Steve and I heard him in the hall and I knew we needed to come back from break. So I tried to find one of my pre-mixed rejoins that kind of we let it play for a little while so that he could get in here and kind of sit here for a second.
Steve Rummage in the building, Brian Hall in the booth.
Well, I figured I would come into work. I was like, I think today is a good day to come in. Can you turn me up a little bit?
Okay,
I appreciate it.
Catch everybody up to speed, Steve.
I called Marcus last night about 11 o'clock and said, oh, I'm good. Yeah, I'm fine.
I don't know how you're good.
My bad. Yeah, that was my fault. I called Marcus last night about 11 o'clock and was like, you know what? If you have the means to hire a moving company and you don't, you're a psychopath. You're an absolute psychopath. Now, I understand. Moving is a big financial thing. Mm-hmm. So sometimes people are like, dude, I can't afford it. Yeah. Extra movers. I get that. Do what you do.
Saying that's the place don't cheap out on.
But if you can, you're insane if you don't. You're absolutely insane. Mm.
Or did you learn you just had too much stuff?
That's the other part. The other part is I have taken so much stuff to Goodwill, given so much stuff to parents. My mom and dad, I gave them two recliners, a 55-inch TV, two mattresses. Was like, here, look. Now, granted, some of that was from Tennessee apartment too. So, but the amount of stuff we've taken to Goodwill, I'm like, why do we have this much stuff? This is nuts. Like, how did we live?
And you actually had a conversation with your wife about this is why Marcus is a minimalist?
Yes, and I told her, I said, this is why Marcus doesn't have a ton of stuff. And like I said, I didn't mean that offensive. I just was like, if you go in his house, he's pretty much what you see is what, I mean, I could just tell.
What I use.
when I'm over there, I'm like, okay, what's out is what he has. You know what I'm saying? Like, you go in his closets and stuff, there's not like a lot of
I got shoes.
Extras, yeah.
I got my clothes.
Yeah.
I got two bins of things.
That's why, like, I make fun of you, like, or I kind of make fun of you with your books or something like that. But it's like, no, that's the stuff I would have stored up and never used. You actually are a reader. Yeah. And look, but you have them out.
When I talk about moving, the only thing I'm concerned with is who's going to help me move my bookshelf.
Yes.
I got to get that moved and the other stuff.
By the way, I haven't forgot about you. I probably would do Saturday.
Again, I am on your schedule. Like I said, how funny is this, y'all? This is such a me generational thing that I'm going to do. Most people would cringe at this idea. Y'all heard about, Steve hooking me up on the washer and dryer. Although Steve is still the funniest thing, and people still give me a hard time about this. Was he serious when he said, but they're not the right, they're not the same color? Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, he thought it was devalued because it wasn't the same color.
Yeah, right. It's the exact same matching set with, I guess it's not technically a matching set, but it's.
Yeah, it's the brand set.
Yeah, it's the same one.
So I literally told Steve, like, dude, I don't care. Drop it off in my dining room. And it's going to sit in my dining room until I get somebody to come in and hook it up and take out the. And I listen. And here's what's funny: people when they drive by my home, and I have my door open, you know what they're gonna see? Me sitting, eating some steak right on top.
On top of the washer and dryer. Yeah,
I'm gonna have the washing machine in the dining room, and I'm gonna be sitting there staring out the window, feeling the good breeze, and eating steak and mashed potatoes and broccoli.
Listen, I get it. No, I totally get it. And here's the thing: I've been busy. I've had a lot that I've been doing, but one thing I haven't forgot.
I'm listening,
and I will never forget. Is that DraftKings Sportsbook is not only my favorite sports book, but it's also America's top-rated sports book. I love using DraftKings Sportsbook. It is limitless or is easy to navigate and has plenty of instructions for new bettors and nearly limitless ways to get in on all the action. My friends and family have been loving DraftKings Sportsbook, and I know you will too. Listen to this great offer. It's very sophisticated of you. DraftKings Sportsbook is putting you courtside with the chance to turn $1 into $100 on site credits. That's right. Pick any basketball team that's still in contention. Bet $1, and if the team wins, you win $100 in site credits. Don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook also offers great odds and promotions on baseball, hockey, and so much more. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable, so you can deposit and withdraw your funds at your convenience. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code WLCO when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits. I don't know why I'm not holding that closer to my face. Bet on the basketball team your choice to win the next game, and if they do, you'll claim $100 in free credits. That's promo code WLCL for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older. Indiana only. New customers only. Wager paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you got a gambling problem, like I may after next week going to Vegas, call 1-800-9 with it.
Okay, so Steve, we're trying to catch you up, or you're trying to catch the audience up on the subject.
Gosh.
There has been videos. There has been Coach Mack interviews with Drew Diener. Satterfield's interview.
Diener's interviewed every head coach in the west of the Mississippi, or east of the Mississippi.
Proud to be an ESPN Louisville guy, especially when we're landing. I had an uncomfortable moment. I don't know if you heard it in the car. You were probably in the garage by then. Very, very, very uncomfortable conversation. Okay. You could see that. Listen, we'll get to the Mac. Actually, we'll go to where you are most, you know.
They gave me a real Coke.
Too much. Okay. We're going to go to where you're most comfortable going, right? But I have to catch you up on this one.
Okay.
Because this one would have been right up your alley.
All right. I'm listening. Because I don't think I heard it. Last thing I heard was Aiden talk.
Okay.
Okay.
Steve, yesterday I told you that I called one runaway bride. The new name for this guy is the runaway bride.
Okay. Yeah.
And you know me as of late. I mean, I'm trying to bridge gaps, Steve.
Sure.
You know, we've had a running standing with a certain Kentucky fan.
Okay.
That I
Mitch.
No, this other one that I met at Kroger.
Okay. Oh, right. Yeah.
So in the world of bridging gaps, Steve.
Okay.
I said I want Chuba back.
Mm-hmm.
I want to bridge gaps. Mm-hmm. Name, image, and likeness is right around the corner, Steve. What if there was a certain company who's always been a big supporter of the University of Louisville, whose ties have been severed over the last few years.
Okay.
Okay. And a big booster that would be able to name, image, and likeness with big money.
Okay.
To the University of Louisville.
I love it. I'm in. What are we doing?
Are you ready to bridge the gap?
Sold.
With a certain man or woman who, you know, had a little bit of a falling out with the University of Louisville.
For a good player? Yeah. Yeah, who is it? Who are we talking about there?
Shaq and his company that he represents.
Shaq? Oh. Oh, yeah.
Of course you would, Steve.
And especially, you know, what, Papa John? And especially if we use it to bring in Chuba? Is that what you said? Yeah. That's perfect.
Okay.
I don't think the quarterbacks lately have been
would be too keen on name, image, and likeness.
Have been up to par with what I'm feeling like we should have.
Oh, God.
Strong jawed, sexy.
So, okay, now where do you catch us up at?
You did catch me up on that conversation yesterday, and let me just put my stamp. I agree. I think you're right.
With the runaway bride?
Yes, I think you're absolutely right.
Would you be active about it? Yes. Or passive?
I would be active about it. Absolutely. Coach Satterfield, I love you. I've been hurt before. But if she's hot enough, you do it.
Do you take her back?
So, yeah.
Okay.
There's that. Coach Mack on this morning.
Uh-huh.
There was a lot he said, man. I took a lot out of the interview. I thought Drew asked good questions. Drew not knowing what tough together and unbreakable.
I didn't say that, Steve. You said that.
That hurt me.
That hurt. Listen, you know what's funny about you saying that? I totally went blank and forgot Drew wasn't in the studio. I came around these doors in the studio looking to beeline to Drew. No, you didn't. Not know. Or were you just I was going to make him tell me. Oh, Marcus, though, of course I knew. I just wanted him to explain where it came from. That's the only way I was going to let him off the hook if he said, no, Marcus, I knew that. Yeah. I was just, you know, blah, blah, blah. Drew.
That was funny.
You've been saying it for 3 years.
I know, but I don't get it. I'm messing with it. But no, I thought he did a great job asking some good questions there. The main takeaways right off the bat for me was the style of play.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw in the video, or the videos that have been coming out, but the one yesterday where you could tell Gabe kind of caught one on the fast break and he waited for a second, yep, went up, and I don't know if he dunked to your liking. I laid in bed last night, right before I fell asleep. The last thing I heard was you just going insane. I was like, that's why I fell asleep too. But needless to say, he waits, kind of goes, and then gets down to court. So that was my number one takeaway, was the speed and the fact that he acknowledged we are. Because Drew kind of, when he asked him the question, he said, so this, it's kind of like a new offense. Like, mm-hmm. But you could tell Drew was kind of asking him, like, is that what you're calling it? Kind of like a whole new offense.
Right.
And he acknowledged, yes. Like, yeah, I mean, basically, yeah. I mean, you know, it was a little disruption. Not disruption. Disoriented at first because mm-hmm. people were not.
Oh yeah, he's just that we just started doing this yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, one day in, you know. So there was that part of it. The other part of it was Jalen Withers, man. He sounded like
I was going to say you need to bring me out of my my doldrums, Steve.
He sounded like I mean, we're talking about a kid that was all freshman last year, ACC. Who didn't go home this year, who put on muscle apparently, and Coach Mack seems to think got better.
Mm-hmm.
So
perimeter game.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean.
Okay, I'll ask you like I asked Brian. When you say he got better in his perimeter game, what do you assume he's talking about?
I think he's just being able to handle the ball out there, being able to not be such a like, you see the move he had last year. Do you remember when he caught the ball? Yeah, mm-hmm. And he kind of went. It's kind of like a little bit of a hesitation, but mm-hmm. kind of a step back behind his back. And it's like, okay, you have that in your toolbox. Mm-hmm. So,
but do you have counters? And
yeah, like, can you? Okay, that's a one time.
Yeah.
Oh, you caught the guy.
Yeah, like, because they'll be looking for that every time now.
Right. So, I think just him being able, especially if you're going to run transition. You know, is he able to catch the ball? Because you don't want to be the guy. I've been the guy before, and I've been the guy passing the ball before. I'd rather be it's not a good situation to be either, where you're running a fast break.
Yeah, okay.
And you're like, I can't throw it. Like, okay, Marcus is bringing it up the court, and you see me cutting down. You're like, oh, I can't throw it to him yet. There's no way he's going to get from there to there. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
That's
a good point.
And that's what I'm saying. Unfortunately, I've been that guy who I'm like, oh, God, don't throw it to me right here.
Okay.
I'm just going to stop and shoot. And then I've been the guy who's kind of looked up and been like, no. You know, and you don't want to be that. So I think Jalen Withers, moving as quick as he did, and I agree with Brian because I heard Brian's answer to that too with shooting, because I think mm-hmm. that all kind of goes together. But I think just the whole package of being able to get it and do something with it. out there, and because we have bigs. And if he likes Roosevelt and likes Gabe and likes Malik,
there's no need to do
it. Yeah, I mean, like, okay. But,
okay. So we're going to say start finishing like a guard a little more.
Sure.
Yeah, start attacking like a guard more.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Let's not waste a lot more time with you and Pegues.
Yeah, be able to get the ball. Like, can Jalen get the ball? And I think he can. Is he the caliber of player? And we've seen it a little bit. Can Jalen come off a screen, get the ball, rip through, make a move, and go up and score? Even if he doesn't
dunk. Like a scorer.
I know. And it may drive you nuts. And when he falls down, sometimes it drives me nuts. But can Jalen start to look a little more? I'm going to just piss all over you on this one. Can Jalen look a little more like Ding Adele than a big man, right?
That's a perfect comparison.
Because you know how Ding Adele could get the ball and he could go up and score.
And he had the same kind of like late bloomer clumsy look, mm-hmm. but looked like unlimited potential.
Yeah.
Like that's how, yeah. He kind of, that's a good comparison.
Yeah, I think that's kind of.
Yeah, and sometimes Ding Adele looked like he could really jump, and sometimes he looked like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But if he got his steps lined up perfectly, you might get somebody.
And he can, yeah, because Ding Adele would do that, man. I mean, like against Pittsburgh, he went baseline that time and just went up and punched on all of them. He was like, whoa, I think Jalen's got that ability.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean. You know, obviously Coach Mack's excited about him. So, I mean, I guess that's a good thing.
Let me ask you this. Was there a little Rick to that?
Well, it's funny you say that because I've never been this guy, but I'm starting to become this guy. I was always, when people would kind of complain, I'm calling it complain, but about Mack not talking. Mm-hmm. Coach Mack not talking. I was like, I don't need to hear him. Okay, look, that I don't personally, yeah. But after hearing him, I'm like, I don't know, man. I think you do a good job. Like he doesn't sugarcoat the way Coach Pitino did, or not sugarcoat
or hyperbolic, yeah,
but
hyperbole.
There are things like today where you know you're like, hey, man, Gabe got up and down the floor.
He was stayed.
Is that at Malik?
He stayed.
Yeah, Malik or
was JJ it, went out of town?
Those guys? Yeah, yeah. Well, JJ went out of town, but JJ went to LA and was grinding.
I want my guys here with my, you know,
sure.
Daily monitoring.
Yeah, no, you're right. But it's like, you know, I mean, I'm like, dude, I kind of like that, man. Like, I like the.
So are we getting into the next transition
of Coach
Mack? Now realizing, okay, this, and I'm saying realizing, like, you have to, it's a process. It's all a process anyway.
Well, and he said it. Did he say it today with Drew, or was that with Ennis? He said something about at the caliber school or being at under the, said something about being under like the, of at a school like Louisville.
That was Ennis.
It might have been, yep. But it was like, dude, like, I mean, I think he is starting to get, and I think he might start to enjoy it a little bit. Like,
right.
Dude, like, when you get out of here and you talk, and like I said, I enjoy him talking because he said something today with Drew that was very.
So, yeah, you might start enjoying, you know, taking your questions, you know, on air. Just, yeah, I'll call in and let y'all know what I'm thinking.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, don't get me wrong. I mean, I don't need to hear. You know, I mean, it don't need to be a weekly thing.
Right.
But, like, you know, I mean, hey, maybe once a month, like, do a little radio run. You know what I'm saying? Jump on with Drew or something like that and give us a little rundown. I mean, whether you agree, liked, or not, I mean, I thought it was big when Coach Pitino came on 93.9 weekly. Or you know, yeah. It was like every couple of weeks. It was like, dude, you stopped what you were doing. You were like, oh, Coach Pitino's going to be on. Like,
yep.
And he would do a little 10-minute interview, and he would give a good – I thought it was awesome.
Yep.
You know, so like, I mean.
And you got him candid middle of the day. If he's agitated, yeah. If he had a bad practice, he would be like, yeah, you know, so-and-so looked like crap today.
And it was fun. like one time we started winning And he was like, man, I'm calling in every game.
Yeah, you know, I have it's to
like,
call
that,
in. Yep.
That was a, I was like, oh my God, Rick's a human. You know, like, oh, that's awesome.
He
like,
was superstitious.
Yeah, right.
Very
and,
much.
And see, you learn things about that. And like listening to Coach Mack today with Drew, just, I mean, how he was talking about and he was saying, and I have it, I didn't have time to totally prepare today, so I know I'm doing a lot of like I think he said, yep. But so I apologize for that. But like today he said something along the lines of kind of with the offense and stuff that was very blunt. I mean, and it might have been the
hit two again real quick, Brian.
Yeah,
go catch for Steve up. Hit two again to catch Steve up.
To put out the effort to get up and down the floor. You know, yesterday we did it for the very first time. And you can imagine, obviously really, really chaotic in the very beginning until the game sort of slows down and guys understand how to play out of spacing, how to play with the ball, you know, being pushed at breakneck speed. But I think, you know, guys like Jalen that can run the floor, certainly guys that can shoot the ball. You know, we brought in guys that we felt like could really stretch the defense. And we're going to give them that opportunity to shoot threes in transition, you know, provided they get down the floor. So, you know, I'd like to think that it can benefit anybody. You know, I think Gabe yesterday did a really good job of running the floor. He's a guy that knows once the ball changes hands, you know, that if he can react quicker and be a little bit more lag-free than the other guys, although he may not win a sprint, he can do that by getting a head start. And so, you know, we're just in the very beginning stages of implementing a system that I think our guys are going to enjoy playing in.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty blunt to say, like, yeah, you know, I mean, this is, okay, a guy like Gabe. Now, this fan base, we're insane. So, like, we're going to say, okay, now we're going to be watching for Gabe. How quickly does he make that transition? Is that something that he's doing, you know? And just the things like that, man, I think is a it's kind of a big deal.
How long do you think it's going to take for it to feel like a style? Like how like a month?
When we win, first game you come out and you run up and you know what I'm saying, like you run
and run somebody out of the
gym.
Run.
Yeah, then it's going to be like, oh, this is now, because it's odd. That we, for so many years, I mean, we like the, it's weird because like the defensive thing was kind of our identity, but it's almost like we struggle to accept that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like we like to be, you know, I mean, you can have, we had years where we were amazing defensively, but it was, what did you do offensively,
right,
you
right,
know?
Right.
So, and this town is just like that.
Just, you got to run.
Even football. I mean, football, you know, it's like the Charlie thing. We love Charlie, but it was like, eh.
You don't pass. Yeah.
I know, we're winning, but, you know, and now you look.
We're only winning 24-17.
I know, yeah, and it was like, yeah, but you're winning 10 games. Yeah. But, you know, it's like you would rather, and I mean, I'm guilty.
Yeah.
I'm guilty because, I mean, I looked at a lot of those games like, hey, man, this ain't going to cut it. Like, this is crap. Haven't y'all won 7 straight? Yeah, but, I mean they're just begging to lose. Yeah, we're just begging to get beat.
The product is bludgeoning.
Yeah, you know. So, I think that people
not to mention you putting players in the league with that style too.
Oh yeah, yeah. Go back and look at the track record. Right. But you, if the first time we have a game, you know, say you're playing Michigan or Michigan State or somebody, and it's a game, and you really get out and go, and you've got some, and
like put a team
dunks up. Make it feel like you're playing faster than you are.
Put a team on the heels.
Right.
Yeah. Listen, I won't. I will never, 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 never back down off the, if you don't give up those last dunks against Florida State, you feel like the whole season's different.
Well, go back to your career. I mean, the North Carolina run, I mean, if y'all had hit some threes and laid up, I mean, you know, you're like, oh, man, it was a big run, but I mean.
Big win.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's iconic because y'all were just, like, dunking on them left and right.
Do you agree with the Jordan Wara team? Those last couple of dunks against Florida State like made us feel like the whole year was
botched. That game was the one I think really pulled the air out of the fan base.
Yeah, and we were playing good. We were
up the whole game. Yeah, and we lost Malik in the first 3 minutes of the game. But it was like when you get that, man, it's just like, oh, they finished it. You know what I mean? It's like, and that one really is what I think people to this day look back at that, and you forget how good of a year they had. I was taking posters down off my son's wall, and that season was up there. And I was looking back through the logos of the games. I'm like, God, we beat that team, beat that team. I'm like, oh, my God, we went on a 14-game winning streak. And it was like,
golly.
Okay, and then we lost, you know, four, or we lost three of the last six or three of the last seven. And it was like Virginia, Florida State, Clemson, and Georgia Tech. That's what it was. So it was like four of the last seven. Yeah. You know, and it was like, oh. But in the middle there, you're like, but we busted Syracuse, busted Carolina. We beat Virginia. We beat, you know. And it was like.
That Georgia Tech, Clemson.
That week was kind of, but I still think the Florida State game, the way it ended, sucked the air out of it. I mean, even against Virginia, Louisville played well down in Virginia. They only lost by like three, something like that, two or three. I mean, and they played pretty good on senior night. I mean, you know, it's like, okay. But yeah, so I think this year, the first game you get where you run, because here's the other thing, man. All reports coming out of practice is Coach Mack is letting Ross McMaines, mm-hmm. Coach McMaines, be extremely hands-on. I mean, the way it was told to me was, and I don't think this is a negative thing towards Coach Mack. I think if you're implementing an offense, it's important. But the way it was told me was he is practically running. He ran the first day.
But Coach Mack said he has a system of implementation.
Mm-hmm.
So along with the offense, he has a get like almost a guaranteed step-by-step process to make this transition happen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's like, yeah, I don't want to just teach you the X's and O's to this. I want to teach you how to teach this offense. Like, he has a full Tex Winter developmental strategy of the offense, not just how it should. So now you're learning the whys,
mm-hmm.
and you're learning the weaknesses of the defense by letting him teach the whys along with the execution and X's and O's. I tell you what, we'll take a last quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 81.50, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Right now, because I missed it at the top of the hour, I have to remind you all that temperature control is 100% one of the most valuable resources one could have. And if you agree, then DFH Company is for sure the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Inquire about their Mitsubishi mini split, like the one they use at the 93.9 studios for that hard to heat, hard to cool room in your home. Also, Mitsubishi through June is offering a $500 rebate on its multi-zone systems. 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
Speaking of that really quick, let me say this for let you know about another great partner. The temperature thing in our apartment is very intimidating.
Oh,
it's a computer. It's like a computer screen. You walk up to it, so I asked the guy, I'm like, so how do we, he's like, oh yeah, you walk up. He said, you know, it's touch activated and the whole screen lights up. And he's like, you know, you can customize it. You can personalize it. And you can, you know, he's like, you can put it on heat or cold, and heat and cold. You can do like this whole big thing. And I'm like,
What?
Who is that?
Who's what?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah, both of them. Hmm. Yeah, okay. Fair enough.
What are we grab them? Were they going to get sandwiches?
Probably. But, yeah, so it was very, I was like, whoa. Yeah. It's like, okay. So
how'd they look?
One of them had a, listen, I'm just going to be honest with you. McMahon's had a towel around his neck and looks extremely sweaty.
Right.
Looked like okay. He just got done running.
Keep going.
He'll look like $1 million.
As, of course.
As always.
Right.
Wing Zone. Thanks to Adam and his staff for dropping off Wing Zone Catering to the ESPN Louisville studios. Ooh, I want those garlic parmesans today, man.
They've been slipping on the garlic
parmesans. I want those garlic parms today, baby. Try the ESPN Louisville special, 10 boneless wings, wedges, and a drink for $9.39. Just mention ESPN Louisville. Good for 7 days a week. Or the Thursday special, 20 boneless wings for $14. Order online, wingzone.com. Two locations, Hikes Point and the Papa Level location at Quarry Center.
Steve, I feel like I needed to do something different on the radio to dig me out of my anger, my football and basketball anger. I'm mad about the Duncan. I'm mad about Chubba Purdy.
Yeah.
And look, I don't even know why I'm mad about Chubba Purdy. Like, I don't even know if he's an option or not. I'm just acting like he's an option and just saying we need him. And I'm just, look, I didn't like what I heard.
I think he will be.
Really?
Just keep it going.
Okay.
We're just going to keep it
going. So here's the thing. I didn't like what I heard. I heard Luke McCaffrey remind somebody around here of the Dino Gaudio situation.
Fair enough.
I heard.
Basically the same.
I heard somebody on local radio saying.
Did he extort Louisville on the way out?
Right. I heard somebody else say. This is what I heard, Steve. This is why I've been in a bad mood, people. I heard somebody say, well, between McCaffrey and his brother, that's three transfers in 1 year, right?
Okay.
I didn't know he had another brother playing football, whatever.
No.
So I heard they obviously have a wandering eye, but it still says something must be wrong with Louisville, though.
Yeah, no, I think that story, I mean, now that it's out, I mean, I think it was pretty cut and dry what happened.
That's what I think, too, but why do you, the attempt to try to turn that into a bad look on Louisville?
No, I mean, you can't, I mean, if you want, I guess, but I'm not talking about the jackass that writes for, there's a guy that writes for Barstool, it's like a Kentucky grad,
yeah.
That just writes jackass articles and stuff, and in his articles, he puts like F Louisville, it's like, okay, yeah, funny. But anyway, it's like here's the thing. It was very clear. McCaffrey came in a couple days of practice, okay? Hope I'm not overstepping my bounds here. But he came in, he had a couple days of practice. He felt like he came here to start.
Yeah.
Well, that's not how it works.
Right.
Okay? Especially when you really don't have the – and I think he would have been pretty good here.
I think we could use him in emergency duty early, but well, maybe he could develop.
I think they would have put a package in for him this year. But here's the thing. You've got a guy ahead of you already. I mean, with numbers that started, man.
Knows the offense.
That's working hard, that has the respect of the team going into this year. Now, I do think this is the year for him. I don't think he would have a mediocre year this year and get the job again.
Yeah, right. Right. Yeah, you'd have to move on.
I will say that. Yeah.
Okay.
But if he has a good year, I think he's the guy for the next 2 years. Okay, but here's the thing. Then you say, okay, we're going to put you out there and we're going to see what you got. And then when you just don't show up to practice and are gone.
Yep.
I mean, I know this is really, I hate to do this as a little fan, and I'm saying this, or I know it sounds fan-ish, but see ya. I'm saying that with the caveat. I think he would have been good.
Right.
So it's sitting like, oh, I don't even care.
Right.
But if that's
your attitude or your
later.
Okay. So Steve, the only thing these are some of the funner segments, especially in June. The only thing that's going to get me out of this is we got to go to the midday docket.
Oh my God! Speaking of something,
I'm listening.
One last thing. No, you know what? I'm going to tell you after the show.
Go ahead. Midday docket. And listen, I think I get to be a judge in the midday docket again.
Oh, there we go.
As well. Still don't like those things. Midday docket. Case number 700489. Ooh. Steve.
I didn't know we was doing that case today.
Steve.
Okay, what?
A lot of times I refer to the secretary, right?
Okay.
We'll just call her the secretary. Okay, so this is secretary versus dad. Okay. Ooh. Secretary has had some issues with her bumper, right? Okay. Secretary blames air getting up under the thing and pulling, kind of, you know, working at the bumpers, maybe some shoddy dent work, you know, but a couple little dingers in the car. Dad doesn't know if it's secretary's fault. Of course, secretary never takes responsibility, but dad is still dad, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, secretary borrows dad's car while dad takes secretary's car to said mechanic, right?
Okay.
While secretary has dad's car, and when I say dad's car, have you seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
I have. Oh, yeah.
Dad's car is nice, okay. But nice not because expense. Nice, like, it's like a 96 Toyota, let's say Toyota Tacoma, right? Pristine, garage kept, wipes it down with a baby wipe every night, you know? His pride is in this car, Steve.
Okay.
I've kept this car perfectly, perfect factory paint. I've never painted it. I've never done anything. I don't take it to the washing places. I wash it myself with my baby wife's, like, perfect pristine car, right?
I'm with you.
She borrows this car, and I say, don't take that car out of that garage unless you need to go to the hospital.
Sure.
Don't drive that car.
Absolutely.
What does secretary do?
Drives the car.
Run into the store. Comes back. Hits the mailbox.
Of course you do.
Hits the mailbox.
Of course you do.
Doesn't realize she hit the mailbox.
Yeah.
Just, you know, it's a truck. She drives the car. You know, just it caught the tail, right? The neighbor comes over, you know, the next day and is like, yeah, that blue car, you know, like, you know, who was that? Whatever that was, they hit the mailbox, right? She knows that blue car's in her garage. She's like, oh, no, I'm driving that car, but, you know, nothing's wrong. So I'm like, you hit that mailbox, right?
Fair enough.
So she finds out, she hits the mailbox eventually, you know, finds the spot.
Ooh. Of course.
Nice. You scraped your dad's truck up, right?
Of course.
So now she's like, I got it. She's calling a repair shop. She's calling. First and foremost, Steve, does she need to report this accident immediately? She's going to have the car for, let's say, 5 days. Maybe enough time to get an emergency, you know, got to fix it.
No. No. If you can get it fixed, if you're going to get it fixed,
yes.
Right.
Yes, 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 yes.
I would, listen, as someone who has owned cars.
Right.
I don't know, I guess. Does that put me in a place?
If someone borrowed my car and they did something like that, and by the time I got back, they had paid to have it fixed nicely. Not,
yes.
Not.
Yeah, not jack leg.
Not
yeah.
Jim Bill yeah. down the street. Like,
right.
I'm paint over it.
Right.
Yeah, I bet you can. but had it fixed right, I would say. Okay.
Is it a need to report that originally?
Yeah, I tell them. You need to tell them.
Right.
Well, or just tell them after they come back.
After you get it fixed?
Or maybe you call and tell them and say, hey, look, this is what happened. I'm willing to pay. I'll pay for what. That's probably the way to go.
Okay.
Say, report it and then offer whatever it takes.
Okay. The car's at the paint shop, right? She can't take it. The pressure's on. She ain't told him yet.
Yeah.
2 days later, she buckles because she's you know, she's rattled, right?
Yeah.
She tells him. Now he's driving back and forth by the paint shop. They got my car. They have to take it to the back. And I'm like, he's going to kill you.
Yeah.
Right? So here's the thing, Steve. Fast forward. It's day by day going by, right? They haven't called her, let her know the car was ready. It was supposed to be ready 2 days ago.
All right.
They ain't called her. It's been 5-6 days. She's freaking out. What have they done to my father's car? He went and got that car a long time ago.
I bet. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he's like, so, hey, man. He went in there and was like, yeah, it's my car. Let's
right.
get it rolling.
So here's the question. Here's the big question. She's mad at him because he didn't tell her he got the car. He's saying, I don't have to tell you. It's my car.
No, yeah.
And she's mad at the people who let him take his own car.
No. She's, look.
And listen,
lock her away and throw away the key.
I'll be honest about this, y'all. I went total chauvinist on this one.
Yeah.
I said, Secretary, that man at that paint spot heard your story about this being your dad's truck.
Yeah.
He understood that this was a 96 pristine kept Tacoma truck.
Yeah.
He knew his dad, or he knew that man was serious about his truck.
Sure.
I said, they removed you. These are two men that removed you from this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
It's my license, and it's my name, and it's my credit card on the deposit. Shouldn't he have to call me? And I'm like, no. So what say you, Steve? Does the father owe any bit of explanation whatsoever if he went by, renegotiated, and picked up the truck himself?
He doesn't. The place does.
Really?
That's my judgment.
Really?
Yeah.
She should wait. The place should have called.
The place with her credit card on there. The place should have let her know. He does not know. That's my car that you wrecked. I went and got it.
Really?
Yeah. That's me. That's Steve Rummage.
What say you, Brian?
And
text in on that one too.
I'm with Steve. I think he's in charge of it.
I think with her financials, the place owed her.
Did her dad not tell her on purpose so she could sweat about it?
No, probably.
Because that was another thing.
100%.
The dad's fair. Everything he did was fair. Listen, I'm sorry. That's fair. He is ruled. We've already allowed him to leave the courtroom. Like, sir, you are completely innocent.
This has nothing to do with you.
I don't even know why you're here. You head on out.
Because it was his truck.
Yeah, thank you very much. You know, sorry we wasted your time. The company is the one I would say, you had to call her.
Y'all should have gave me a heads up.
Yeah, y'all had to call her, and you didn't.
So, you rule in favor.
I mean, unless you're dealing with a minor here, which nope. I don't think you are.
No, Steve.
Okay, this is a grown woman.
Yes.
So you can't say, well, Dad said it was okay. Like, no.
Okay. Right, but I'm like, yeah, you got it. Yeah, you're just gonna have to own that one. Like, yeah, no, those two guys talked about it and they negotiated what was going on. And I think he just went there to make sure she wasn't getting ripped off, and probably wanted to check and see, make sure it wasn't, like you said, Jimbo. You know,
yeah.
No. Where's the place at? Where's my truck? I want to see exactly.
But yeah, man, when my money's on the line, though, like, come on, right? Texter said, don't play with my money. Like, I agree with that.
Oh, you mean as far as the company?
The company, mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, hey, man, my card's on file. You know what
I'm
saying?
Well, but she hadn't technically paid for it, I guess.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I think you still have my info, yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, at least be like, hey, it's closed out. Hey, he took care of it. Hey, you know, whatever.
It's gone.
Yeah, it's
He's
gone.
He's going to come back.
Yeah, so that way I know, you know, what's going on here.
So, case rules in favor of the dad.
Yes, but as far as if this is a case between the dad and
yes,
and
the dad and the daughter is the original case.
The dad.
But we are going to assign a fine and investigation. We're going to put an investigation on the company.
Yes. Yes.
Case closed. Thanks for joining us on the Midday Docket on 93.9 DeVille.
That's perfect.
Oh,
that felt
better, Steve.
That was a good one.
That's why we got this segment. Y'all got to come with some midday dockets too, man. I know y'all got things going on, Brian.
No, I got to think about it. I'll come up with one for next week.
Yeah, when one happens and y'all can just bring it right on to the.
I mean, I probably have three or four that I just haven't thought about.
Right.
And like, I'm like, oh man, I should have brought that to the docket.
The moment you're pulling out of the garage when you're leaving the show, you're gonna think about it.
Oh yeah,
guaranteed.
But then I'll make a little mental note or make a note. And I'll put the. I put the alarm in my phone so it goes off on Monday. I'm like, hey, I forgot. I got this docket.
Anything else we missed, Steve?
I was reading. Yeah, there's a couple topics I had, but you know what? I didn't feel.
We were all just kind of getting all cleaned up today.
I know.
So yeah, I get it.
Leave Sam Darnold alone, dude. He can do what he wants.
Shout out to Danny Cannell.
Yeah, dude. No,
thanks for sending me that text. Stop asking me my business.
Stop asking people about that.
Right.
Ain't your business, man.
Right.
Is Jalen Reeves Maven vaccinated or will he be vaccinated? Tell me right now on
the
air.
Do you work for the feds? who sent you?
If you don't tell me Jalen Reeves Maven's vaccination, the status right now.
Yeah, like do you work for the vaccination gate or something?
Because where does it stop?
Jalen, you went home to see your dad. Is your dad vaccinated?
Watch your business.
None of your business, man.
Right.
Do what I want.
Ben Dexter, Marcus Maven on 939 The Ville.